Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to From Where We Are from Annenberg Radio News for October 29th, 2015. I'm Carla Javier. But first, a news update with Sebastian Vega.
Los Angeles street vendors filed a lawsuit today against the LAPD and a business improvement district for what street vendors say is illegal confiscation of their property. Caitlin Plummer has more.
Los Angeles street vendors are asking the LAPD and the security guards who work for the Fashion District's Business Improvement District to stop seizing their property. Shayla Myers is a staff attorney with the Legal Aid Foundation of LA. She says these confiscations are illegal because the property is not being seized for any constitutional reason.
Hopefully the city and the business improvement districts will understand that low-income people have rights to their personal belongings just like everyone else, and they can't be taken without the process that the Constitution requires.
Aureliano Santiago is an ice cream vendor representing street vendors in the Fashion District. He says his property has been confiscated at least 20 times in the past 5 years. He keeps returning out of necessity.
Realmente regresamos a hacer lo mismo.
We keep going back to doing our business because that's what we rely on for to support our families. And we do this so we won't have to ask the government to pay to support us in a welfare system.
Santiago says LAPD officers also issue a $375 ticket on top of seizing his property. Santiago makes an average of $30 a day. LAPD and the Business Improvement District did not return our phone calls. Caitlin Plummer, Annenberg Radio News.
Delivery drivers for the new Amazon Prime Now service are suing Amazon.com. Workers say they're being wrongfully paid as independent contractors, even though they're treated like employees. Thibault Claris Gauthier has the story.
Drivers say they're paid at a flat rate of $11 an hour and are not paid overtime if they work more than 8 hours a day. They're also forced to absorb all work-related costs. They pay for their own gas, car insurance, and repairs. Beth Ross, an attorney representing the drivers, says Amazon profits by exploiting its workers. Sheryar Kouji is the director of the Campaign for Clean and Safe Ports. He says these workers are prepared for a fight.
Bulk of these workers are employed through a staffing agency at or close to minimum wage. So all these issues, these workers have been getting together to improve these conditions, calling on their boss. And in response, they've faced intimidation, retaliation. And so these workers are on their second unfair labor practice strike.
With the second strike underway, Kouji hopes the strike will push Amazon to treat its workers fairly. Thibault Claris Gauthier, Annenberg Radio News.
A Los Angeles jury today ruled that the Los Angeles Unified School District will have to pay $3 million each to two boys who were sexually abused by a third-grade teacher. Attorneys for the two boys had asked for more than $5 million each, while LA Unified offered to pay less than $500,000 to each boy. Vince Finaldi is an attorney who represented one of the boys. He calls the decision justice for the kids.
Well, we're very pleased with the verdict, and we're very glad that the jury was able to see through all the rhetoric of the school district to the actual truth of that. We're very happy about that.
The teacher, Paul Chappell III, is serving 25 years in prison after being convicted in 2012 of lewd acts with 13 children. Strong Santa Ana winds are fueling a fire in the Los Angeles Padres National Forest north of Santa Barbara County. The fire has spread across 70 acres of land. Hannah Vicente has an update.
The Santa Barbara Emergency Operations Center is monitoring the fire. Santa Barbara's Director of Emergency Management, Ryan Rockerbrand, says it's now considered a level one situation.
They are currently warnings at this time, not anything of a mandatory nature, but we're just preparing for if this fire does have a change in direction.
Rockerbrand says several fire districts are on the scene.
There is zero containment, but we have a significant number of folks out there in the field, crews working really hard to get. It's pretty heavy terrain to get at, but air attack has been successful. And
the area has seen mild fires the last few years. Rockerbrand encourages residents to be prepared for any fire that may break out around their home. That's good advice for fire areas all over Southern California. Hannah Vicente, Annenberg Radio News.
Bikers and pedestrians have a reason to be excited today. The federal government gave a grant to Los Angeles to turn a South LA railroad track into a bike path. The $15 million grant will cover nearly half the cost of the conversion. The track runs parallel to Slauson Avenue. It's already used by some 6,700 bikers and pedestrians a year. The conversion plans to include crosswalk markings, new signs, a new landscaping, and lighting to spruce up the 6.5-mile bike path. I'm Sebastian Vega, and it's 5 minutes after the hour.